So you feel like you're doing the work. You feel like you're doing everything right and you're following the principles of this channel. And yet you still feel stuck. You're still experiencing panic attacks, experiencing depersonalization, derealization, the intrusive thoughts. And it can be frustrating. Is it because your symptoms are just so intense that the principle in this channel aren't going to help you? Is it because that this method doesn't work? Is it because you're not doing something right, that you're not able to figure something out or you're missing something? I even see this when we're guiding people in the recovery journey. It's a natural feeling to have. So I want to break this down in this video so that you can have a better direction of what to do if you feel stuck. So let's get it started. If you're new to the channel, my name is Sean. We have anxiety recovery program and we help people overcome this and go back to living. As former anxiety sufferers ourselves, we know what it's like. And we've created a mentorship program that has helped people around the world overcome it. And we've been so happy and grateful that we've had such an amazing opportunity to help so many people around the world. One of the questions we often get is, Sean, I'm doing the work, and yet I'm not finding relief. What's going on? What happens is when I see this with people in the mentorship where they're feeling like, ah, man, I'm doing everything right. Every time we dive in deeper, the mentors and I dive in deeper, we realize that they're still in fix-it mode. Okay, I just responded to my symptoms. Is it still there? Is it still there? So they're still trying to fix it. Almost every time I look at their situation, I see that there's some roadblock. There's some level of the five Fs, right? We call it the five Fs. There's some level where you're trying to fix your symptoms. You're fighting your symptoms. You're fearing your symptoms and getting frustrated by your symptoms, or you're focusing on your symptoms. The biggest roadblock is that they're still fixing it or they're still fighting it, but they're not realizing they're doing it. They still have the blind spot. Or they might actually be fearful that their symptoms aren't anxiety, that it might be something physical. The point is that there's a lot of components here and there's a lot of points of failure. And so that's why in this channel, one of the most important things I focus on is making sure you know what's happening and having an answer for why you have these symptoms. And when the doctors say there's nothing wrong, you believe them. No matter what you do, if you still feel like there's something physically wrong, no amount of responding is going to help, right? Because deep down, you believe that there's something physically wrong. Once you understand that these symptoms are part of anxiety and that you've ruled everything out, then it's a matter of making a commitment that you're going to focus on responding. And so what often happens is people will respond for a bit and then look back and be like, oh, is it still there? You know, they'll just respond and see. They're still in fix-it mode. They're still trying to fix it. They're just using responding as a sophisticated form of trying to fix it. When you're responding, it's not to make the symptoms go away. You're responding to the symptoms allows the adrenaline to burn itself off. Because when you're fighting it, when you're fixing it, when you're getting frustrated by it, that's what's keeping it alive. And so responding is just letting it pass. And what happens is when people do this for weeks, for months, for years, even when they think they're accepting it, they've been doing this for so long, it's so automatic that they don't even realize that they're doing this, that there are elements where they're still fighting it or they're still getting frustrated by it. They're still in a goal-oriented mindset, which is they're responding to make the symptoms go away. I know personally how uncomfortable these feelings are. I know what it feels like to think that this is something you're always going to have to be dealing with and the fears around that. I know exactly what you're going through. So did everyone else that recovered. But at a certain point, you have to ask yourself, why am I responding? What is the goal of me responding? Is it to make the symptoms go away? Because if that's the case, it's still a sophisticated form of avoidance. A true acceptance is letting the symptom be there, and whether it stays or not, it doesn't matter. You accept it. But if you're accepting it as a way to make it go away, then that's a conditional acceptance. That's not even acceptance because it's conditional. Part of recovery is getting comfortable in that uncomfort. And what happens is that your tolerance to that discomfort rises, and what you were experiencing as discomfort ends up disappearing long term. Sometimes we have to tell people multiple times, hey, you're in this fix-it mode, you're in this fix-it mode. Eventually, they're like, oh yeah, I was. And then over time, they're able to identify it. But what I often find is a lot of people get stuck because realistically, they're doing this on their own. They're trying to recover by themselves, which is fine if you want to do that, but recognize that you might have blind spots that you might not be able to see. And the biggest fear that I've always had is that people will do something incorrectly and then blame the method, right? And I see that a lot. I see a lot of people that will do something where I'm like, oh yeah, that's the way to do it. And they'll do it wrong. They'll think they're doing it right. And then they'll blame the method. And then they'll go try something else. And then them coming back to that same method is often very difficult because in their mind, they're like, yeah, I've already tried it though. And it didn't work. And so that's why when we created Bye Bye Panic, I was very focused on guiding people through the recovery journey. I didn't want to just create like a course. They needed someone to walk them through it, for someone to see what they were doing and then give them feedback. We have people in the mentorship too that deal with this sometimes. They get stuck. They feel like, oh man, I'm not doing it. And we often have to just reinforce it. And we have different mentors that tell them slightly differently the same thing. And eventually it clicks and they're like, oh, yeah. Okay, now I realize. So recognize it's not like, hey, just do this. Oh, okay. Got it. I've recovered. When you're guiding yourself, it's difficult. It's like one of those playhouse mirrors. It's like, you know, when you go to a circus, you know, you see those funhouse mirrors and you look distorted. That's how it feels like whenever you're guiding yourself. Because the ego is in the way. So it's hard to do that. You'll notice very easily, though, if you see someone else making an error in the recovery journey, it will be very easy for you to identify. And that's because there's no ego in the way. And so you see the reflection for what it is. And so if you want to get guidance, I'll put a link down below to the Jumpstart community. If you want to kickstart your recovery, you can join the Jumpstart community. We have 7-8 recovery mentors that are way more smarter than me that will help you on the recovery journey and identify any roadblocks. And you'll be around people that have recovered or well on their way to recovery. You get to ask them questions. We do Q&As. It's an amazing community and it's only $50 a month. And so recognize that this frustration that you have oftentimes is multiple points of failure. There's a knowledge gap somewhere. There's an education gap. Or that the intentions behind responding aren't set clearly. And when that happens, that's when people get very frustrated. That's when people start focusing a lot on the fact that they're not getting better. And then they start internalizing that. They start making that an identity. So be mindful of that. I hope this video helps. If you really want to know more about how to overcome it, the whole recovery game, what recovery looks like, the 5 steps to recovery, make sure to check out this video up here. See you in the next one.